שליחס. עם כוחים המקופים חיימו מבייס יהושע בנון. סאו, the חיוב, the נקול בגנשכנס הגדלו was that those who live in the fortress cities that had a fortress in the days of Yeshua Benun have to read the Megillah on the 15th. Except Shushan, which did not have a fortress in the days of Yeshua Benun, but because of the Nes that occurred in Shushan, so it had the same status as those cities that had a fortress in the days of Yeshua Benun. And the cities, the unfortified cities, unfortified in the sense that he did not have a chemo in the days of Yeshua Benun, so we have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Now there is a machlekes reshen. Suppose there is a city in Chutz Lorez, not in Eretz Yisrael, but it's an old city, and we know that in the days of Yeshua Benun it had a fortress. So there are some reshenim who say that vis-a-vis Chutz Lorez, it doesn't make any difference. They always read on the 14th, even if we know that it had a fortress in the days of Yeshua Benun. And there are many reshenim who say, no, if we know that a certain city had a fortress in the days of Yeshua Benun, so then we have to read on the 15th. Now, before the Second World War, I don't know about now, so Prague in Czechoslovakia is a very old city, and people said that there is evidence that it had a fortress in the days of Yeshua Benun. So, but in view of the fact, first of all, it wasn't sure, and then in view of the fact that there is a Machlekes Rishenim, there are some Rishenim who say that in Chutz Lorez, even a fortified city that was fortified in the days of Yeshua Benun, so we have to read the Megillah on the 14th. So in Prague, the custom was, before the Second World War, that they read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. So Kochim Amukofim Chemo Mimeis Mi Yeshua Benun Afil Inu Mukofim Achshof Kirim Mitesvov Afilu Imhem B'Chutz Lorez. So the Mechaba Paskins, even in Chutz Lorez, in other words, there's the Shita Sagenim, and there's the Shita of the Ran, Teisves, and Ramban. Va'afilu ein behem asora batlonim. Now, what is the meaning of asora batlonim? One shouldn't chas v'sholem get the impression that batlon here is used in a derogatory sense. Batlon is the highest madrige that a Jew, a Talmid Chochem, can attain. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says in Megillah that if a city, no matter how many inhabitants it has, but it doesn't have 10 batlonim, so then it's considered like a kfar. So the question is, what does it have reference to? So most Rishenim say it has reference to the Aloche Bizman Abayis. Now it's not relevant, but Bizman Abayis, so the Aloche was that Anshei HaKfar who can be magdim the Kriyas HaMegillah El Yom HaKnisah. In other words, let's say this year, so Purim is on Sunday. So Bizman Abayis, the Anshei HaKfar, the villagers who are busy and they accommodate, they provide all the Jews in the towns with food, so in order to accommodate them, make them easier for them, so they can be Eitzi Kriyas HaMegillah if they read the Megillah on Thursday, the Yom HaKnisah before Sunday. But that is not relevant today. That was only that kule was only neig bizman abayis, not today. So most rishonim say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's memre that if a near, even if it has thousands of inhabitants, but if it doesn't have 10 batlonim, is nidin kikvar, has reference to the aloche of Anshei HaKfar magdim liyim haknise bizman abayis. So if the kfar, if the village, if a certain city, even though it's more than a village, it has a big population, but if it doesn't have 10 batlonim, so then it has the din of a village, and they can also be magdim yimaknisi. However, there are some Rishenim who apply it even to the Aloche that Mukofis Chaimo have to read the Megillah on the 15th. So Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying, even if his city is Mukofis Chaimo, but if the city does not have Tembatlonim, then they have to read the Megillah on the 14th. Now the Mechaber doesn't pask like that. The Mechaber paskens, so afi kochma mukof mechim mis Yeshua benun, afi leinu mukof in achshov, kerim mitesvov, afi lu heim bechutz loretz, va afi lu eim be masora batlonim. But the Arishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Meiri, and the Ritva and the Ito, they hold that it applies to kochma mukof mechimo, that have usually the general rule is they read the Megillah on the 15th, but if they don't have Tembatlonim, so then it doesn't have a din of a krach, and the Mele they have to read the Megillah on the 14th. So that number we shame we say right, but the Mechaber doesn't pass. What does it mean Tembatlonim? Tembatlonim is the highest degree. It means Talmid Chachomim who are not involved in the mundane things of life. And of course, they get stipends, and they are supported by the community, but they are devoted completely yemon v'laylo to teiro aveda and mulus chasorim. In other words, it's the highest madrege. The chaznish was one of the asorah batlon, so you can imagine what kind of a madrege it is. To be of the asorah batlon. Now, according to the Rishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and the Miri, and the Ritvo, and the Itur, so then it would follow that if, let's say, there is a certain city that's Mekefes Chaimo, let's say Yerushalayim, is certainly Mekefes Chaimo, but if there won't be 10 Batlonim in Yerushalayim, so then we would have to read the Megillah on the 14th. But fortunately, Yerushalayim always said Asorah Batlonim, in a favorable sense, of Talmid Chachomim, who are dedicated to Torah, Avodah, and Milus Chasadim. So then there is no problem. Now, so what's the pshat of Batlonim? It doesn't mean Batlonim lazy, Chas v'Shalem. P'telim im lachtom, ve'eskim b'tzorchiv tzibur. In other words, eskim b'tzorchiv tzibur, but also involved in Torah, Avodah too. V'hu shehu kaf, v'hakein yoshav. When does it have a din of Ayoris HaMekofis Chaimo if it was first fortified and then people started to live there? Oish Yoshav Tchilo al Das Lakifei Hakei Lafukei Kishei Neida Sheyoshav Tchilo al Das Shaloi Lakifei Aval Mistome. So we assume that it's Sukaf V'Hakei Yoshav. Now V'Chein HaKforim Hanir Mimoem Afilainam smuchim, kigeim shehim biha. Uishesbuchim lehem, afilainam nirim imoem, kigeim shehim beimek. Uvilvad, shoyerchekim yeser mimil. So, the halacha is not only the cities that are fortified, but even the suburbia of the cities that are fortified. If it's near Ime, even though it's far away, because it's an amount, so you can see it, has the same thing as the Ayoris HaMekofis Chaimo. Or if it's, suppose it cannot be seen with it, it's within a valley, but it's very close, it's within the radius of a mile, so you also have to read the Megillah in the 15th. So we have the aloche that in the Ayoris HaMekofis Chaimo itself, or in the Somuch Afal Pishin in Nire, or in the Nire Afal Pishin in Somuch. The question arose many, many years ago in the days of Rabbi Shmuel Salant and Rabbi Yishua Leib, and then again it arose later, in the days of the Chaznish and Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukchinsky. New Yerushalayim is not fortified. old Yerushalayim is fortified in Mes Yeshua Benu. New Yerushalayim, even if it has a fortress, if certain parts have a fortress, but certainly not in Mes Yeshua Benu. So the question is, why should we read a Megillah in New Yerushalayim on the 15th? So Bishleime, the closed sections of New Yerushalayim, like Meir Shorim, that is Samuch, Afal Pishen in here. And then the other sections that are Anihar, so Yerushalayim, Horim, Sovivlo, so Mele, it is seen, even though it's not Samuch. But in New Yerushalayim today is so extensive that there are certain sections that, let's say, Rechavia, they say, is not Samuch, and it's not even near. It's not even near. And then the other, other sections, beyond Rechavia. So the question arose, why should we read the Megillah on the 15th? Let us read the Megillah in those sections of Yerushalayim on the 14th. So, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukchinsky passed in the Tenachanam in the new sections of New Yerushalayim, where it's not Samuch and it's not Nire, we have to read the Megillah on the 14th. And Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukchinsky, his minig was to read the Megillah on the 14th in those sections, and with the Bach, he was so sure about it. But all the Gedalim disagreed with him. All of them. And then many are made that the Shaila arose in the days of Rav Shmuel Salant and Rav Yishalev Diskin Paskind, that no matter how far away it is from the old city, but since there is a continuum of homes, of houses, from the old city to the new city, in other words, within the radius of 141 amos and two-thirds, one after the other, the same shear as Ligabitzchum Shabbos. What's the halacha Ligabitzchum Shabbos? In other words, you are allowed to walk 2,000 amos, Chusliya, what is called the end of the city, the last house. But suppose it's the last house, here is the last house. And then 140 amos, there is another house. Not exactly here, but in any direction. In this direction, in that direction. So then they are mitzuref. And then it's considered, so in other words, all the houses that are built within a radius of 141 amos and two-thirds from each other are considered to be an extension of the city. So when does the end of the city start and is allowed to walk 2,000 amos? When there are no more houses within a radius of 141 amos. So they say, that's established that in Old Yerushalayim and New Yerushalayim, there is a continuum of houses, a hemshach of houses. It doesn't have to be one nisra. Let's say, here there is a house, and 140 amo away, there is a house not here, but over there. Since it's in the same direction, within 141 amo, so then there are mitzurek. So in Yerushalayim, there is a hemshach of houses. So the same halacha that applies to Tchum Shabbos, that the end of the city is considered the end of the houses. But if there is a hemshach of houses, so then it's not the end of the city. So here too, the end of Yerushalayim, of the Mukefes Chemo, is not considered at the Chemo, but at the end of the hemshach of the houses. So that's how all the Gedalim Paskin, and that's the universal practice, and no one is neig like Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukchinsky. Kforim Vayoris. Oh, so, V'chein HaKforim HaNirim Imoem, אפילו אם סמוכים כשאין בהר, או שסמוך להם, אפילו אם נראים מוהם כשאין בעמק, ובלבד של ירחק אם יהיה סממיל, ובישושן, אף עוד פי שמקף עשכם מייס ישוע, קירים בתזבוב, הויל ונעשה ביאנס. כפורים והיורש, שאינו מוקף עשכם, ממייס יהושע, קירים בתזבוב, הויל ונעשה, הויל, כפורים והיורש, דליס, וכוחם שין מקוף סכימו מסי שבנון, קרם ידלת. כרח שהוא סופיק, אם הוא קו מיישוע עם לב, קרם ידלת ובתסבוב ובלולה. Suppose there is a סופיק, whether it's מוקף חם מסי שוע בנון or not, so you have to read the Megillah both days, but we don't make it broche both days. וליבורך קים בידלת, שהוא זמן קרי על רבילה. But now here there is a very important halacha, and there is machlekes reshenim in the pshat in the Gemara, the Mechaber paskens like Rashi and the Rambam pshat, not like the Rosh pshat. Benir sheholach lekrach, oy ben krach sheholach leir. Imo yodaiti lazalim kimei bizman kriye, v'nisaki v'lechosa kirei. Kirei. Kimi kemi, vim lohoyo bidaita lazia, el achas mana kriye, kiri man shamokim shusham. Suppose a benir is ilach likach, let's say Tel Aviv is a city shein mekev eschem. Yerushalayim is a city that is mekev eschem. Suppose a resident from Tel Aviv goes Purim time to Yerushalayim. So how should he be naked in regard to Kriyas Megillah? Like the city from which he comes, or like the city in which he is? So the Gemara says there are three factors. One factor is that ben poros liyemei kol poros, ben mukef chemo liyemei kol mukef chemo. Even if he's considered a resident of one day of the poles of the Einu Kefes Chaimo, he has the din of Einu Kefes Chaimo, and he has to read the Megillah on the 14th. Even if he is a resident of Einu Kefes Chaimo one day, so he has a din like Einu Kefes Chaimo. That's one clause. Then there is another guideline that it depends upon the intention of the person who left, let's say, Tel Aviv, and to go to Yerushalayim, when to return. If the person who left Tel Aviv, let's say he left Tel Aviv today, Purim Yudalet is Sunday, Tisvov is Monday. So suppose today somebody from Tel Aviv lives for Yerushalayim. If his intention this morning, when he left for Yerushalayim, was to return before the Zman HaKriye of the city in which he went. Now, when is the Kriye in Yerushalayim? There's the city in which he went. Monday. If his intention, when he leaves Friday morning, Tel Aviv, to go to Yerushalayim, his intention is that he'll return to Tel Aviv in the night of Sunday night before the Amud HaShachar of Monday, because when is the Zman HaKriya of the city to which he went, Yerushalayim? The Zman HaKriya is Monday morning. If his intention is on Friday morning when he leaves Tel Aviv to return before Amud HaShachar Monday morning, so that gives him a status of a ben poros. Even though then he changed his, so he has to read the Megillah on the 14th. But then he changed his mind. He decided, why should I go back the night of Sunday night to Tel Aviv? I might spend in Yerushalayim another few days. So even so, since his intention when he left Tel Aviv Friday morning was to come back Sunday night before Amud HaShachar of Monday to Tel Aviv, so that gives him a status of a resident of Tel Aviv. Mimele, he has to read the Megillah on Sunday, even though he remains in Yerushalayim till Monday night, till Tuesday night, till Wednesday night. But if his intention on Friday morning when he left for Yerushalayim was to return after the Amud HaShachar of Monday morning, so that means by this man Kriye, he intends to still be in Yerushalayim, so Mele is considered as a Ben Yerushalayim, and Mele, even if he changes his mind and then he decides to come back to Tel Aviv Mitzvah Shabbos, he still has to read the Megillah in Tel Aviv on Monday, not on Sunday. There's the Pshat of Rashi in the Rambam, and this is how the Mechaber passes. Now let's say it again. Benir sholach likrach, uvenchach sholach liya. Imo yedaitei lazalim kemi, vizman kriye, vinisaki, vilechoza kerekim kemi. Vim loyhoyo, vidaitei lazia, elachas man kriye, eftam lashacha, kerei man shamokim shushon, the place to which he goes. Vim ubi midbor ubi svino, kerei bim yedalet kmerei velo. Yim tesvof shechalias b'Shabbes. Let's say Purim Yudalet is Friday. So tesvof is on Shabbos. So then, the halacha is that even in Yerushalayim, the Kochim and the Kofes Chaimo, they don't read the Megillah b'Shabbes. The same way as we are not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Shema Yaved al Adames. So here to in Kerines Hamgila b'Shabbes. So even the Yoros HaMakofes Chaimo read it on the 14th and Friday. That's the Gabi Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's the Gemara Mevarashis. And the Gemara also says that as far as Matanis Avyenim is concerned, that goes hand in hand with the Kriyas HaMegillah. Because the Aniyim Eineyem Nisueis the Kriyas HaMegillah. So in Mele, since they read the Megillah on Friday, so they have to give Matanes Aniyim also on Friday. We gave him Mois Matanes Aniyim, Umchal Kinesi Bibiye, Uviyim Shabbos, Mitzim Beisvori, Uvisheni Kirim Bayovi Amolik, Veimrim Alanisi. So then, Veinesin Sudas Purim Adimechel Bishabbos. When do they have to have Sudas Purim? So the Yerushalmi says that this Sudas Purim has to take place on Sunday, not on Shabbos, because Yimei Mishte Eshes Simchosei Tluyo Bibezden Yotzo Zeh Shabbos Shes Simchosei Bidei Shamayim. And of course, Mishloach Mones has the same din as Sudas Purim. However, the Ralbach is chilek. The Ralbach shita is true. The Yerushalmi says that if the Svov is on Shabbos, then the Sudas Purim is on Sunday. But from our Gemara, he says it's mashma that our Gemara is chilek on Yerushalmi, and according to our Gemara, so the Sudas Purim has to be on Shabbos itself. In Mele, he was neig the Ralbach. So he lived in Yerushalayim, so he was naik to make Sudas Purim on Shabbos itself. But the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is not like Halbach, that the Sudas Purim has to take place on Sunday. There is a shit in the Miri, in Megillah. He says the Sudas Purim has to take place on Friday. So there are three shittes. But the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is that the Sudas Purim has to take place on Sunday. That's called today, so it's called a Purim Mishulash. In other words, 3 days. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Hamiforish bayam, vayetzi b'shayore, v'neimetzi migilo leilechimei, yitreno b'yitgimloi v'idvei yisui b'chadoso, v'loi boche, v'miyefshe lehamten ad yom malalu, yishemrim shekere afilu mitles achidish. V'ochenok, ומיון נזדמלי נחכים מגילה, חיזה וקרה יישא ביים ידלת, אפל קור תחילו ביים ידגימו, מכל מוקים קורו יישא שלוי בזמן. בניו שהויו בספינו, הוא בדרך ולהוי ביודי מגילו, והכי נזדמנו לי בתסבוב, קרה יישא בתסבוב. Time ago, I think we left off at Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Dinei Glilei Sifatir. Osu Leachei Sifatir Oren Belei Mitpachas. The Loshna Gmori is that Koloichei Sifatir Oren is Nigmar Oren. But Nigmar Oren doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem. The way it appears on the surface, Chas V'Sholem. It means Nigmar Oren below Yisim Mitzvah. He doesn't have the Kiyumah Mitzvah of the Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, when does he get the Schar for Kriyas HaTorah? If he's Neig Derach Kovet to the Sifat Torah. But if he holds the Sifat Torah without Mitpachas, without Pachas means, in other words, when you go Hagbe and you hold on to the Amudim, so that's okay. But suppose you want to hold it on the Yiriyas, so you have to hold it al day mitpachas, tales or mitpachas, not to hold the Yiriyas itself. But of course, al the amudim, that's certainly all right. So that's not the achkovet. So ochus leach, och osu leachay sifatir orim, beloy mitpachas, v'yeshem rim, dioadin shor kisvei kedesh. There is a shite not only Sifat Torah, but even Shor Kisvei HaKedesh. But that doesn't have reference to our Kisvei HaKedesh, because our Kisvei HaKedesh are printed on the paper, and on your, I mean, only if it's written Ksav Ashuris and on Klav and Bidyari, you know, but it's not Sifat Torah, so there is a shite that also you're not allowed to hold it without mitpachas. V'leinu agukei, v'leitev lahachmiya, im leinotel yodov. So then we should be machmiya. Uvisvatere, even if it was natal yodov, you're not allowed to hold the yiris of the svatore without a mitpachas. Afu b'chai gav neosa. Godil shebeisom shekoro b'teiro gelelei. Gelelei. So the one in Hagil Yeisa Mikula, and actually some say that was Bizman Chazal, and there are some Svardim who still have that Nineg. In other words, the one who is Mahagbe is also Gil. So that then we say Hagil Yeisa Mikula. But today that we have two, one is Hagbe and one is Gilel, so the Magbia is Yisa Mikulam, not Gilel. Gilim liknei se bidomim yikorim, lichaviv hamitzvi. Yesh emrim, im amil bitzad echot pishtan, u bitzad echot meshi, tzorich lehapich hameshi, litzad ha-sefer, v'ligleil, also derach kovet, v'linorche, v'ein ligleil b'mapa ha-kuro, im yesh li'acher, because it's not a kovet, v'ein lasis mapis li'sifateiro midvorim yishonim shenasu bohem d'varacha li'sirachedyet. Yochel mi she'yirtze liknei sleheishit ha-milin Ligelel, they nagil yocholim chesbe. In other words, we see from all these aloches that there is an union of chazokel mitzvahs. Rabbi Kveiga discusses that. Chazokel mitzvahs, in other words, if a person has a chazoke to get glile, to get hagbe. So mimele, you're not allowed to take it away from him, unless it was stipulated. Like schore, in other words, just because there is a aloch of chazoke, tenure, in schore, so unless you stipulate otherwise, so mele, you're not allowed to fire without cause from any schore, if there is no special reason. So chazoke mitzvahs is like chazoke lischore. So suppose somebody has a chazoke to get glile, to get hagbe. I could think you cannot give that to somebody else, be mechabe somebody else, to be meishi the mili, because that's part and parcel of the glile kivet. No, so he says no. Yochel mishi yirtze liknes leheishi tamilin legeleil veinagil yocholim chesbei ki afal pishi kono aglile leikono likacham amilin. We hear the Mechaba talks of the case when he bought, but the same thing applies to someone who has a chazoke to get it, even though he didn't pay. V'chaim b'mkeimei sh'neyagim liknes hitzoye v'achnose ein ashatz yocholim ches kein ze shayach l'chazan. In other words, the Baal Tefillah couldn't say, well, that's part and parcel of my kibbet. I bought that to be the chazan, so mele I have to have hitzoye v'achnose also. It's a separate kibbet. So one has nothing to do, so it has nothing to do with the kibbet of tefillah.
הגיל ספרתירה ימידנו כנגד התפר כדי שאם יקרא יקרא התפר. In other words, when made the glile, so it should be, the center should be the tfa. Because if, let's say, there is a tear, so it would tear in the place where it is sewn, the yiris are stitched together. Hagil sivateire gilim bachutz, uchshe mehatke bifnim. Perish. Now, as the Ramo points out, the Mechaber has reference to the case, the way it is still today done by many Svardim, that the Magdia and the Kelel are one person. So, Mimele, Hagelel, Sivateire, Gilm, Bachutz, Uchshem, Hatke, Mahatke, Bifnim, Perush, Kisa, Sefer, Emil, Lifonov, Yiak, Saf, Neget, Ponov. In other words, that it should be Neget, Ponov of the Kelel. In other words, like in the Svadik Minek, where the Galil and the Magbia is one person, Vilo Yitztorech, V'yachniz, Yaschil Liglilin Bachutz, V'yachah Shegomar Aglile, Yehadik Seif HaMitpachas Bifnim, Sher Sheyove Likhez Bey, Yim Tzahoduk Bifnim, Vilo Yitztorech Lehafich. In other words, even though it's a mitzvah to show the Ksavim Bachutz, but the person who is Magbia and Gilel, so then he has to face him, not the people. V'nire d'chol zemayre kishecho de'ise kol aglile, according to the Svardik Minek, aval achshov sh'neyagim sh'echot Magbia v'echot Gilel, haksav yeh neged Magbia. So in other words, not neged the gil stands on the other side. So the ksav has to be neged magbia. V'chei neagim kuyika hagelil v'eichis asvateya. In other words, that the magbia, even though the Gemara says hagil yesa mikulom, So it really means a magbia is a mikron. But in the Sephardic minhag, so the magbia and the kelel were one person. Mutaf tigoleil hamitpachas soviv hasevateire v'lo yigol hasevateire kishekeire mitpachas. Hakelel sevateire b'sechati k'teye. In other words, he has to take off the tik and then be gelel, but not inside the tik. Eina maftia masril achi yignu legal asvatere. The maftia should not start saying the brachas of the haftore until the glile is complete. Kidei shel ye agil torud v'yuchal lishme haftore, because if he starts saying the brachas of the haftore before the glile is completed, so then the Gelel will not be able to pay attention to the brachas of the Haftorah. That means that every member of the Tzibur is mechuyev to pay attention to the Haftorah and to the brachas of the Haftorah. B'yeim shebyeish bei sifatere lo yiftuchu habeis v'lo yisiru amapo ad sheyiglu orishe v'im yisalkin orishenun orishenu ad shekvoriniho ashni al ashulchon. Shalo yisichu daitom na mitzves, umitzin beis forem ki achas, vitevsin ashnio, ad achas shekoro borishen. We left off last time. Simen Kuf Mem Ches. So we'll just go over the last two simonim in Hilchas Kriya Sefer Torah. Shlo Yafshit Shliach Tzibur Ateva. In Shliach Tzibur Ashoei Lehafshit Ateva B'Tzibur Kol Zman Shein B'Bis HaKnesses. Pirish Rashi, the Tzigimore in Seite. Sho Yorigilim Lohovi Sivatirum B'Isacher. He missed a merit pay. Achetere Hatsibo Lisakif Shon. In other words, that was the practice that the Svatol was kept in another market, in another room, not in the place where they dabbled. And when they had to read the Torah, so they brought it in from the other room. So, Memele, the Gemara says, that when the Kriyas HaTorah was finished, so then the Shliach Tzibur, the Gabbai, would, now of course, when the Sefer Torah was placed, when it was placed on the Bime, so they put a certain Bgodim on top of the Bime, and then they put on those Bgodim, so they put the Sefer Torah. When they finished reading the Torah, so then they were girls of the Torah, and then they took it back to the other room. So it will involve Tircha Dizipure, if the Gabbai will take off all the Bgodim, he'll be mafshit, all the Bgodim, you know, that were spread on the Bime. So first they should take off the Sefer Torah and then take it back to the other room. And then when he comes back, so then he'll take off the Bgodim from the table. That's what it says. In Shliach Tzibur Ashoei Lehafshit HaTeva B'Tzibur Kol Zman Shein B'Bis HaKnesses. In order to reduce the Tirchet Tzibur to a minimum. Sha'atzibur Lo Yeitzum B'Bis HaKnesses Asher Yatzniu Sivater. Again, the Machmas Kovet is Sefer Torah. The Tzibur is not allowed to go out of the Bisakneses until the Sefer Torah is taken out. Again, you know, what the minig was, that they had to bring the Sefer Torah from another room. So they were not allowed to leave the shul until the Sefer Torah was taken out and put away. And if it's in the same place, so the same alochen, until it is put in the Aron Kodesh, they are not allowed to go out of the shul. In a tzibur ha'shoyim לוציס מזקנשס אשר יצניעו סביבתיה. מי הוא אם אינם יעיצים רק יוחד לסלם בו? But the whole ציבור goes out. It's not a COVID. But if one person goes out, it doesn't matter. ומצניעים הסביבתיה בבייס אחר, אם אין לביס הכנסס אלא פסח אחות, צריכים להיסקת עד שיצא סביבתיה ויהיה לך אחוב למוקים שמצניעים אויסי שום. ואם יש לביס הכנסס שני פסוחים, יחלים לוציס בפסח אחר אחות, קדם שיצא הסביבתיה בפסח אחר. ובלבד שילכו אחר הסביבתו ויעבו למוקים שמצניעים איסי שום. ובמקום איס, that's in the case where the סביבתו is not placed in the shul itself, but has to be taken to another room. ובמקום איס שמצניעים איסי בהיכל שהוא אורן, like here, שהוא אורן, בסקנסס מצווה לכל מי שיברס לפונוב ולוויסו עד לפני אורן שמכניס נאישון. So there is a mitzvah when a svator is carried to the אורן, anybody who is passed by the svator, who is passed by with the svator, so should the moment the svator passes him by, he should stand up and go and follow it to the onkish. I don't know, people are not sure on that. לבייס הפני אורן שמחדיס נאיסי שום. וכן הגליל ילך אחר הסביבתירו עד לפני אורן, ואים מתשום עד שיחזירו הסביבתירו למקימו. וכן נהגים במקביע הסביבתו. I don't think that people are sure on that either, I don't know why. כי הוא עיקר הגליל, הוא חשמי שנזבויע. ויש שכוספו שמביאים התנאי קייס לנשיק התירו כלחנחום ולזרזום במצווס וכי נהג. סטנטים יחס נגילה, סימן טוב ראיש בבוב. וחניקה ופורים, מותר לי סניס לפניהם לאחרי. וחניקה ופורים, so it's מותר לי סניס לפניהם לאחרי. Now, there are certain days of the Chachomim Vaisheni, or Kedeyas Yomtev, on which it is also Bitanis Vesvet. So, there's a Machlokes in Gemara, where the Botla Megillas Tainis, or Loi Botla Megillas Tainis. We pass the Botla Megillas Tainis. So after the Chobim, so it's Mutali Sanis, and we must be in all the days that the Chachomim Vaisheni were Kedeyas Yomtev. However, there are two exceptions. Hanukkah Purim is Loi Botla Megillas Tainis. But that's only in regard to the Hanukkah Purim itself. So we say Loi Botla Megillas Tainis. But in regard to Lifneim Lachayim, even though Bizman Abayis, so it was Osel Lisanis, Lifneim Lachayim of the Yom Tivim also, but in relative to Lifneim Lachayim, so Hanukkah and Purim are not different than the other Yom Tevim that the Chachomim were Kaveya. And in Mele, we say Botla Megillas Tainis, and it's Muta. B'Chanukah U'Purim, Muta L'Sanis Lifneim L'Achayim. Misanim B'Yudgimu B'Yada. According to most Rishonim, it's only a Minik. It's not a Chiyuv B'Divrei Kabbal. However, according to the Shiltas and Rabbi Netam, so it's a Chiyuv B'Divrei Kabbal. Yudgimu Zman Kilo Hu Lakol. So, B'Divrei Atzemi Sasher Kibla Nafshom. So, Mele, it's a Chiyuv B'Divrei Kabbal to fast a tiny sesta. But we don't pass like the Shiltas and Rabbi Netam. Most Rishonim say it's only a Minik. So, Misanim B'Yudgimu B'Ada. V'im Chol Purim B'Yachot B'Shabes. Magdimim lisanis now, so of course Shabbos you cannot fast, but mitnei Shabbos you don't fast on Friday either, so you fast on Thursday like this year. Magdimili Sanadim Hamish. Fitaini zu eina chayim. In other words, it's not like the Shilta Islam Retam. Lochen yesh lohokil beilei sasirach. Kigeimu boreis or minikeis. Now, my boreis minikeis, so the Ramos shouldn't say because that's not a chayim. Because even Shivosa Bitamus and same Gidali and Asor Betavis, which Tanias Mdivakabole, so the Loch is more Boris and Minikis don't fast. However, the Ramos says that even though Misaradin, more Boris and Minikis don't have to fast, and same Gidali and Asor Betavis and Shivosa Bitamus only Antishagob, but the Minig is, if it's not difficult for them, that they do fast. However, relative to Tiny Sester, even if it's not difficult, they don't have to fast, even Misad Minik. But Misaradin, Muboris, Minikis don't have to fast, and the other than Eisim either, only Tishabov. Okay, so Lochen Yesh Lahokube Lisa Tzirech, Ki Muboris, Minikis, Ule Chile Shem Bisakone. Why do they mention Chile Shem Bisakone? Chile Shem Bisakone, so even on Tishabov, we pass that is muta, but he means that there is a shittes arishenim that chileshim zakone has to fast on Tisha B'Av, because divrei kabbalah is like divrei Torah, so mele only pikach nefesh is there. However, that's the shita of Rabbi Tam, but in respect to Tiny Sester, so even according to those who say that Chile Shem Bisakone is mechuyev to fast, but Tiny Sester, he doesn't have to fast. Vafilu rakei v'inayim, and then another Chilesh. Other Tanis, Tisha B'Av, so a real Chile Shem Bisakone doesn't have to fast. But if he has a mechush ba'alme, Kevin, I am yes to fast, and other than Isim also, Isim Gidalia, Sorbeteves, and she was a bit Amos. If he has a Mirush Baume, he has to fast only if he's a Chile. Chile means if he's Nefel Mito or Nechlash Kolkufe, Mashenkin, Estatones, not only Chile Shem Zakone Mamish doesn't have to fast. Even if he has a Mirush Baume, not Nofal Mito, and not Nechlash Kogufe, so he doesn't have to fast. V'afil rakei v'inayim, shim istorim harbe, lo yisanu, but v'yifru, but they have to be mashlim, achakein, aval shor purim, lo yifrisu, min atzibo. V'im chol purim b'yim alev, shim isanem b'yim heisha lefonof, v'chol b'bris milo, muta le'echel ala milo. So in other words, all those who are invited to the Suda's Bris Milo are allowed to eat. So, Ulimocha b'yimvov yisanu eichun. Because to be gezer tiny some Friday for everybody, so we don't do Mitnikvei Shabbos. Masheinkin was a question of a few, because they had a Bris Milo, so mele it's all right for them to fast on Friday. Now, and Thursday the priest they can eat. The Taz and the Lior Rabbi Achilik and Ramo, and they say under no circumstances can the invitees, the guests of a priest Milo, eat only the Sandike and the Meir and the Aviatinek, because it's Yontef Shalei, but the other guests are not allowed to eat the priest Milo. Now Mishapura says that many say that one can be made like drama. Yesh bisanim gimul yomim zeicha l'tayni sesta.
What yes? We are starting now Simen Tov Rech Bezayin. Chiyuv Kriya Samgila. Chaye bodom likrei samigilo belailo vilarzeo vilishnei sabayin. That's a memory by Rabbi Shud and Levi in Megillah Gavdalet, but curiously, Rabbi Shud and Levi does not deduce this aloche, that there's a chiyuv to read a Megillah
at night from a posik migras esta, but from a posik in tilim. So vishal yeim is mano kolayeim manetzachamo atzipayeim. In other words, lechatchile he should not read the megillah shal yeim before netzachamo. But the eved, if he read it after amra shachar, he's yeitzi. Vinkorom mishorom amra shachar yotzo. Now, the Neida Behude in Shuvas Mem Aleph and the Turi Evan say the same thing. They say that in view of the fact that the Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Megillat Avdalet learns out the aloche chaye bodem nikreis Megillah b'yeim u'b'laylo from the Pasuk in Tehillim, not from Megillas Esther. So he says, while there is a chiyuv to read a Megillah at night, but there is a basic distinction between the chiyuv of reading the Megillah in the daytime and the chiyuv of reading the Megillah at night time. In the daytime, it's a chiyuv midirei kabbalah, because of Megillas Esther. But in the night time, it's only an asmachte, an iposik in Tehillim, and that is a drabonon. And there is a raya to it, because we paskin like Rav Netam, that even though he said Shachayonu when he read the Megillah at night, so in the day he again has to say Shachayonu. Why is it different in all other mitzvahs? If you say Shachayonu the first day, you don't have to say Shachayonu the second day. Only the answer is because, and that's the way paskin the Rav Netam Shita. The answer is, as the Nevi Yehuda says, and as the Tzuri Evan say, that insofar as the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yeim, that's a Chiyuv Midirei Kabbalah. But insofar as the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laylo, that's a special Rabbanon. So Mimele, even though he said Shachayonu, and the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laylo, but he still did not say Shachayonu and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, that is Misad Divrei Kabbalah. So Mele he has to say again in the morning before he starts the Megillah, he has to say Shachayon. Now Siv Beis Mivatlin Talmud Teiro Lishmeya Mikro Megillah. Mikro Megillah. Again, that Sugya Davdalet Davgimu in Megillah. Mivatlin Talmud Teiro Lishmeya Mikro Megillah. Kalvachemea Lisho Misvei Shal Teiro. Now the expression Kalvachemea Lisho Misvei Shal Teiro is strange, because from that expression it appears that needless to mention that other mitzvahs are nitre for Mikra Megillah. But even Talmud Torah is not as readily nitre as other mitzvahs, but for Mikras Megillah it's nitre. The din is not like that. The halacha is that no mitzvah is nitre for Mikra Megillah. No mitzvah. So the answer is, there is a halacha that Reb Shimon ben Yochai v'chaverov, who is the Rosh in Noson, who are told kol yomo min Talmud Torah, so they are poter of even mitzvahs deraisi, of Krishna, because of Isig Mitzvah Potamna Mitzvah. So, in respect to someone who is not a Rosim Nosei, so then on the contrary, so no Mitzvah is Nitres Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Only if it's Efshal Yosef Shal De Achirim. But if it's not Efshal Yosef Shal De Achirim, so on the contrary, he has to be Mivatal Talmud Torah in order to be Mikayim a Mitzvah. There's the Gemara Mitkot. One pasuk says kol chafetzel yeshu bo, and one pasuk says that ho chafetz shamayim is yeshu. Another pasuk implies even chafetz shamayim. So kam b'she'ef shalos zel de achirim, kam b'she'ef shalos zel achirim. So the halacha is that no mitzvah is nitchem de Talmud Torah if it's yef shalos zel de achirim, except if it is a Talmud Torah of Tod. Of like Yeshua ben Yochai v'chaverov, so then in every mitzvah the rice is nitre. So here the halacha is that mikra megillah, that even Talmud Torah the Rabbim, Talmud Torah of the Rosh Yomnose, the Rebbe v'Chaverov, I mean, it's like Rabbi Shua ben Yehoi v'Chaverov. So even there, Talmud Torah is Nitzches, Mipnei Mikra Megillah. So Achas Kamo v'Chamo, that other mitzvahs are Nitzches Mipnei Mikra Megillah. Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lishmei Mikra Megillah, Kalvachim Alishon Mitzvah Shalteo, Shekulom Nitzchim Mipnei Mikra Megillah. Ve'in l'chadovo shenitchem mikra megillah miponov chutz mimes mitzvah shein lekevim. Now this is a very complicated sif, because the Machaber doesn't say kidei tzorchei. The Ramah puts in two words, kidei tzorchei. But let's ignore for a moment the Ramah, because that's the Ramah's losh. The Machaber didn't put it in. Apparently the Machaber meant mes mitzvah shein lekevim mamish. In Mesmitz from Amish, the Ramah put in Kidei Tzorchei, but the Machaber didn't put in Kidei Tzorchei. So let's read it without the extra words that the Ramah put in. So the Machaber is saying, "Ve'in l'chadova shenitchem mikra megillah mipanov chutz mimesmitzvo she'ein lekevrim shapigei abei kevri tchilo v'hakein kere." So the pashtus haloshon of Machaber tends to indicate that only a mesmitz from Amish who is in the kevrim, so it's their whole mitzvahs, their chikom pesach, their whole mitzvahs in the kevrim, so that is their kriyas amigile. But suppose he's not a mesmitzvah of in the kevrim, but he has kevrim, but not kifei kveide. Kifei kveide is to have thousands kevrim, and he has only a few kevrim. So that's not a mesmitzvah mamish. That is not deiche kom pesach. So in such a case, it's not deiche mikra megillah. However, the Ramah adds kidei tzorche. That means even if he's not a mesmitzvah mamish, but just he doesn't have enough kevri kidei kveide. So ashapigia be kevri tchilo v'hakin kirei. So then, but the Ramah says, because the Ramah puts in Kidei Tzorchei, so that's why he says in the other Hagoye, V'chol ze l'mayre el b'di'i keshus la'as ishteyen, avol im yefsha la'as ishteyen, in shum mitzvah d'iraise nitres mipnei mikra megil. So when is it that is mikra megillah is nitres, when it's not a question of being nitres mamish. The question is which one should be first, and in the end he'll be mikayim both mitzvahs. He'll be kaveya and he will read the megillah. But if it's impossible to stand, then he cannot attend to the mesmitzvah. So of course that goes without saying, chas v'sholem, that the Ramah should say that in case of a mesmitzvah mamesh, that is deiche kol mitzvah shebateiro, and that the king godel is mechuyev to mitame himself, so it will not be deiche mikra megillah, that's inconceivable. But the Ramah says that lishitose, who put in the words kidei tzorchei. So then he says, if he's not a mesmitzvah mamesh, So then, it's not there. He has enough kevrim. He has 100 kevrim. But the covet requires 1,000 kevrim. The covet requires more than 1,000. So then, he cannot be deiche mikra megillah ligamre. Only if he sefshel kaim shteyem, and it's a question of what doing first. So he should attend to the mess, and to give extra cover to the mess, and then read the megillah. But if it's question one, the other, as long as it's not a mesmitzvah mamesh, so then we certainly, mikra megillah is certainly, is, so if it, as long as it's not a mesmitzvah mamesh, so then mikra megillah is not nitre. Then he says something else. V'hodi mesmitzvah keidem, ha'nedavke b'di efshalei likora hakei. But if it's efsha, likora achakein, so then mesmitzvah is not kidding. But of course, the Rabbi Yom Mizrochi, so I mean the same thing as before. So his reference not to a mitzvah mamish, but to a mitzvah in the sense in kivrim kifikredi. Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Marshal, the Taz, and the Bach and the Goyen, they are all chilek and Ramo. The Ramo says v'chol zeli mayer el b'dike shus las ishtein, avol yef shal as ishtein, ein shum mitzvah de reisen nitres mit kem yigile. So the Marshal, the Bach, the Taz, the Goyen, the Achilik, and they say that every mitzvah de reise is nitre from mikra migil. Every mitzvah de reise. When the Ramo says, that's the shita of the Ran. The Ran in Migil says that when the Gemara says that we are mevatel Talmud Torah, and there Talmud Torah the Rabbim and all mitzvahs because of Migil, so it's only when Efshalas is staying. But if it's Efshalas is staying, then Mikra Megillah is not Deiche. Any mitzvah derais. Because Mikra Megillah is the Rabbanon, and a mitzvah derais is the Raise. How can a Rabbanon be Deiche derais? But the Shita of the Marshal and the Bach and the Taz is the Goyen is not like that. And apparently, and the Pashtus Haloshon of the Mechaber is also like that. Because the Ramo says, V'chol zele mayer el v'diki shuz lasishtein. The Mechaber doesn't say it. The Mechaber says, Pashtes, V'ein lichodovo. So he says, Kal v'cheime vatlin talmoteiro, Lishmeya mikro migilo, Kal v'cheime lishom mitzvah shalteiro, Shekulom nitrim mitne mikro migilo. So, V'ein lichodovo she nitrim mikro migilo, Fonof, Chutz mes mitzvah, and he means mes mitzvah mamesh, She'in likhevim klal. But Mikra Megillah is Deiche. Even mitzvah derayses. Why? What's the adifes of Mikra Megillah over all other mitzvahs derayses? Because it has the attribute of Pesum Nisi. But how can the attribute of Pesum Nisi be more choshuv than the derayse? So that's why the Ram says only the Gemara has reference to the case or it's actually Kamstein. But the Machaber and the Marshal and the Bach and the Taz and the Goyen are all chilek and the Ramo, and they don't pass like the Ram, because the Mechaber Lishitose in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Vov, the Mechaber paskens that an Einen has to eat Bosor and Yain and Purim, because Simchas Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Teira, and Anines and Aveles, that is an Esed Yif Rabbanon, and even if it had been the Raise, it's an Esed Yochid, but Simchas Purim is an Esed Rabbim, so it's there. So that's the Mechaber Pas. There's a Machlekes Rishonim on that, and the Mechaber Pas is like it. Apparently, the Mechaber Pas is like the Shite, the Divrei Kabbalah have a din of the Torah, and that has to be explained, because the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that all Divrei Kabbalah have a din of Divrei Torah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a chile shein b'sakone is not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is Divrei Kabbalah. So only a chile shein b'sakone, like in Kippur, is allowed to eat. But of course the Mechaber paskens that a chile shein b'sakone is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. So it's not like Rabbeinu Tam, the Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Teirah. How come that in Simen Tov Resh Tzadik Vov, he says that an Einein on Purim is allowed and he has to eat Bosor and drink Yain, because Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Teirah and it's an Esed Rabbim, so it's Deiche, the Esed Yochid of Anines. The answer is, apparently the Mechaber makes a distinction between Divrei Kabbalah in general and the Migil Sesta. Now, Rav Elvo mentions the Yerushalmi in explaining the Shitas Rambam as to why Migil Sesta requires Sirtut. So in the Rambam, because kia, the lotion of the Gemara in Migil is ki amito shel teiro, ki teiro atzmo. So in other words, Sirtut is a loche, Rav Elvo says, in teiro shebichsav, not just in Kisvei HaKedesh, but in Tira Shebichsav. And Migil Sesta, then he mentions a Yerushalmi, in Yerushalmi, in Megillah, Divrei Sholem ve'emes. So emes ke'amita shel Teira, it requires siyatut, and also emes that it's nidreshes like Teira shebechsav. So it's special aloche that Megillah says there has the same din as Teira shebechsav. Not like the rest of Kisvei HaKedesh. The rest of Kisvei HaKedesh, so there is aloche divrei Teira mi divrei Kabbalah yalfinam. We cannot make yalfuse of divrei Teira and divrei Kabbalah. But Mashen ki midah says there, we don't say divrei Teira mi divrei Kabbalah yalfinam, because it's a special drosha. Divrei Sholem ve'emes, so divrei Sholem ve'emes implies first that it requires siyatut ki Teira atzmo. And also that it is nidreshes like divrei Teira. So mele Rav Natan shita is that all divrei Kabbalah have a din of Teira shebechsav, kit ter the chumre of a deraisi. Mele Rav Natan says that the chile shem isakon is not allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, but the mechaba paskens not like Rav Natan, but vis-a-vis the mitzvahs that is midrashes there. Because of the drosha of divrei Sholem ve'emes, that Megillah says there is nidreshes ki Teira atzmo, and we don't apply the klal divrei Teira midivrei Kabbalah yalfinon, so they are the mechaba paskens that it has the chimer of the raises. So memele, and apparently that is the sheet of the Marshal, and of the Bach, and of the Taz, and of the Kohen.